Mag life story ako doon kasi I was like so wasted on their gig dito sa Dumaguete. Like, I was puking in the window tapos hinahata ko ulit ako ni Jared to get fucked on the floor.
That was wild. Yeah. That was pretty wild.
I don't know if we should offer an apology though, Jem. Should we, Bob?
Oh yeah.
It's all good. It's all good. Nag-chat si ano si Hill, si Gil. The following day, nag-extend siya ng message. Bro, okay naman, it's all good, man.
We were having too much fun. Like, that was legit fun, you know, like that. It was just a week before we covered your music, and we're pretty stoked now. We knew that you were gonna play in our area, so that was like, that was something. We just had too much fun. Yeah.
Dude, I was scared na matamaan ko yung gitara. Like, it was so close to the front, and I was just like,
"Well, you just get your fucking fingers like, sliced
before,
off."
Before pangako bro Mander, I was already so wasted. I don't even remember the tracks nani. I just remember the vibe was really like taking me places. And my world was already spinning, and I have like, oh, this lasting, like, oh shit, there's some good alternative vibes right here.
Bobby, you know, when these guys introduced me to the music, I was like, first of all, I was like thinking, I never heard of bands, you know, out of Visayas, because I live in Luzon, so most of the bands I get are mainstream, considering them. Yeah. And I was like hearing the sound of the music, of your music, and I'm like, whoa, wow, this is pretty psychedelic, man. I've never heard of this shit before. And I'm like, so surprised. I'm like so surprised that I'm looking at the YouTube subscriber count and the views. I'm like, why aren't these guys bigger? What's going on? This is like so good.
You've got good taste for a filthy mainlander.
Yeah, filthy
mainlander. Filthy
what I explained to Jared is that yung ano, figure right now we're still looking for an audience lang din. Trying to find that audience. I mean there are people like the people like you guys that we're very grateful for who appreciate the music, but yeah, it's not that much compared to a whole lot of other bands, but I guess we're still trying to find that audience. I'm trying to make use of technology as well. Just looking for that audience. So hopefully we get to find a gold mine of people who are like you guys also. So yeah, looking forward for that.
Yes, the music then, you know, because of like, go ahead.
Ano mas sabi mo kay Bobby? You know that guy?
Ah. I've heard the name. I think they played a show in Cebu about a few weeks ago, but I'm not really familiar with the... He's a DJ, right? Is he a DJ or...
Buti na lang hindi mo alam pala.
I will have to cut this or else we will be cut to 1,000 pieces by the fans out there, you know. I'm gonna cut this part out just to make sure, you know,
because I saw yung article na ano yung sana yun yung ano yun Hugot Core is not working
Hugot Core, that's oh, Jim, Hugot Core, is that it? Is that what you call those love songs these days?
I think that's what it's called.
Hugot Core? Pretty
good. Well, there's a bunch of that in Cebu. Yung mga Hugot Core na songs. So I can't get the idea of how he would probably sound like, or what the writing is like.
Oh, may new hugot, no?
New hugot.
Industrial hugot. Gusto ko industrial hugot.
How does it even work? Like, hindi mo na maintindihan yung lyrics.
Industrial hugot talaga, abangan ko eh.
Yun nga, no? I guess just to start things up, first of all, is
I've jerked off to Urban up Dharma Down. Yeah. No, I mean,
that's too early for that shit.
It's too early. Well, let's wait for a bit when we're all like high from the oxygen deprivation, you know, and then we'll be able to inject all those questions in. But yeah, first of all, it's Bobby. What's with the name Cobra Commander? It's like G.I. Joe, and at the same time, you've got the word Cobra is like a Tagalog word. Also, Jim told me that it's also a Bisaya like senior, word right, as well.
I think some are Muslim. Like senior or
senior and I looked it up. But in Bisaya it means cobra to get.
To get. Also, to get. Yeah, it's like to get. Kubra, kukubrahin mo yung mga panalo sa matro. Kubra.
Yeah, ganun, ganun, ganun. Basically the same, the same. Kasi I do small pub gigs in Cebu. I organize small pub gigs. And during the event, for the pub gigs, yeah, yung mga door charge or sometimes yung venue, my budget na ibibigay for the prods, for the bands. Ako yung nagkukubra, literally. So, after the event, ako nagkukubra, tapos ako nag-distribute to the bands. Yung parang gano'n. So, basically, it was all an inside joke. Tapos, parang, it sounds funny. The name actually sounds funny.
He's the with the collector. He's gonna collect everything.
Parang gano'n. The collector, parang gano'n. Parang gano'n. So, the name kind of stuck. Yung solo project yung sana eh, studio thing, tapos I play a few acoustic gigs. Tapos yung parang yung dream, initial dream lang is...
You had a different name, was it before 2018 or something, before it became Kubra Commander? You had a different name back then?
Ah, Joint Viral Mood was the name, so... Joint Viral Mood sounds a bit cooler sana, but I don't know why I settled for Kubra Commander. Siguro mas may, it had a more personal
Mas memorable ang Kubra Commander eh.
The first thing I thought, sorry for the mistyping out. The first thing when Jim told me about your band, I was thinking, Kubra, fuck it, Kubra Commander, what is this? It was like, is this a metal band? Is this like some sort of scream? What is this? And then I hear the music and I'm like, whoa, you know, wow. You get your, the name makes you curious. The name makes you curious. And then when you listen to the music, like, wow, okay. I think I would agree that it's more memorable. Yeah.
Thank you. But I don't like to say, parang it's a solo project. I didn't really think about branding back then. So I didn't really think of the name or if people would like it or not or how it would probably appeal to people. So I just liked it. I found it funny and I liked it. But the name stuck.
Bob, what's your SoundCloud? Because I read that you had a SoundCloud and you would like record music weekly and upload it to that SoundCloud.
Yeah, that's how it started. I had this thing going on which I would call a one song per week thing. I'd write and arrange a song.
I was right, Jim. It was right one within, song per week. Wow.
Within 1 week or over the weekend, and I'd work with a co-producer, sound engineer friend. We just stay at their garage, like literally their garage, like in front of their house, on the side of the road. So shout out to my engineer friend, Jeremy Rigadon, who's also a bandmate of mine. We do the song over the weekend over beer and cigarettes.
What would the song be about? Because that's intense, you know, a song a week. That's pretty intense if you think about it.
Just about random stuff, really. Sometimes I think about a theme, sometimes I don't. I try to write. I don't go away, like, so parang for me, as long as I'm trying, sometimes it's okay. The funny thing is, when we would record the song, so there was just what we would do every week. The challenge was to get to the point of recording vocals over one night, tapos without getting drunk. Because when I get drunk, I can't sing anymore. So I tried that before.
Drinking game right there, man.
One full song, writing, recording, and arranging in one night. When we got to the vocals, it just literally sounded like a drunk man singing. So we had to extend it for a few days.
Hell yeah.
Di naman sa studio nag-record, nasa garahe lang, bro. Ayun. More on the road.
One song a week, that's pretty intense. It's like the writer that does 1,000 words a day. Parang ganun siya, because very consistent. But at the same time, it's like, I kind of want to hear these songs and how they sound like, you know, after hearing about how they've been created. Bobby, so after that, right, you've been doing the SoundCloud and then you decided to form a band. And I heard that, and I read that you guys came out with your first single, was it? In 2019. Is that right?
We had an album out in 2018. That was Vagrant Up. That was the first
one.
Vagrant Up is the album. That contained those songs. Those one song per week projects. Those. I think half of the album came out of those sessions. And so once the song started piling up, I decided to invest more time or try to spend more time on recording and arranging. So parang I got rid of the whole one song per week idea. I tried to allocate more time for instead of just one night or one weekend.
Yeah, kaya lumabas yung dull drum, no?
Doldrum is yeah, the second album na Rhythm Tourist. Pero yung first album, if you know, if you'd listen to it, iba-iba yung styles kasi
oh, yeah.
It wasn't really supposed to be an album, so yung may lahat yung ano disparity ng genres yung styles di masyadong consistent.
Yung Masidora Sunshine there, kasama ba yan sa ano, one week songs?
Oh, or... that was included in the ano.
I like that track.
So yung Masidora, ano yun eh, a dream pop thing, parang dream pop na vibe, I was looking to that. May iba naman yung mga Malabrit pop, or may iba dun eh, iba rin yung counting, parang iba yung time signature. Parang ganun, siguro... One of my more experimental things that I was able to do, yung Vagrant
though. That's good.
I see. Good. Well, yeah, damn. First of all, is before we progress with more questions, to everybody who's been listening so far, welcome to the DDF show, you know, with your hosts, Miko Baro and Jim Bonavista over here. Yeah, actually, Brian Entak.
Diba si Brian yan yung nasa, ano? Yun yung epekto ng cardio niya, diba? Kasi nag-focus siya sa cardio, so pumayat na si Brian.
Having too much cardio. How are you doing, Brian? Also, as well. Of course, he's, again, regaling his children with tales of his time at sea. So there's that as well. We also...
Kala ko si, nandun siya sa police department yung tinira nila yung police. Yeah, I thought he was part of that.
Yeah, that was good. Also, we have as well Jared as our guest host right here. Jared is a close friend of Jim over here. Yeah, he's a pretty cool guy. Yeah, take my word on that, viewers. That's right. He's a pretty cool guy. We have with us Bobby Olavido, the vocalist of Cobra Commander, the Cebu-based indie band. This is the proper introduction. Thank you so much for being with us so far.
Need to introduce Bobby.
Hello, guys. Thanks for having me. Yeah,
because you know the Philippine music scene. Kasi it's not yeah, really
ano
that.
No, ano what you don't know, Bobby? What?
Don't you know? No, seriously, that would be the first question that would pop into your mind when you listen to Cobra Commander songs. So far, with what I've gotten, like why are these guys popular yet? You know, it's like so. I don't say it's like so unique. The sound psychedelic, a little bit of rock, a little bit of alternative, and you don't really get to see much.
Something new, different.
You don't really get to see that if you don't dig too much. You know, into the old
something you can
OPM
listen
scene.
To while having sex, I guess. I don't know. Baka, but
I wouldn't know. I wouldn't know about that. You know? Okay. I wouldn't know about that. I mean, I would try to listen to like Bohemian Rhapsody. That'd be so weird.
I mean,
but we found in Cobra Commander, we found that there's this, you know, really unique sound to their song. So far, they've released 6 singles, you know, as well as 1 album. Is that right, Bobby? Just so I'm sure with the info spitting out.
Two albums and
2 albums.
Yeah, 6 singles from the second album. So if we include the first album, I think that's around 10 singles, maybe 10, 11 singles.
Wow.
But I'm
looking at all the stuff that's on your website right now. The covers who made these covers, by the way? They look so psychedelic. I like their the color motif that they have. You know, red, black, and red, black, and mauve going on. You know, very nice.
For the Rhythm Tourist singles and album, I worked with an illustrator from Geraldine C. Is her name, and she's a workmate of mine before, and she also did a cover art, an album art for one of my bands also before, and she gets the vibe of the songs. So that's why I'm very happy with her output for the songs. She did icon for each of the songs, so it's really cool. Parang Caterpillar inspired yung ginawa namin for the songs.
How do you describe the genre of your music, by the way, in your own words?
Because
when people look up Cobra Commander, they know what to call the kind of music. Because I didn't know what to call it at first either. I was just saying psychedelic.
Di ba anti-hugotcore, tama ba?
Figure if I were to describe it, it's basically Britpop inspired. I can't really say Britpop because you know I'm not British, but
that,
yeah, more like Oasis or yung mga ganun. 90s Britpop. Yeah, a little bit of Beatles. Siguro. Tapos yun, a little bit of my hints of psychedelic. Yung mga neo-psychedelic, ano, yung siguro hints of Tame Impala, hints of MGMT, Brian Jonestown Massacre. Tapos New Wave. New Wave was a huge part of the music of Cobra Commander. Siguro, what comes out sa mga Cobra Commander songs, basically yung ano, my most personal na, ano, na work ko talaga. So, since it started off as a solo project, and it still is, it's parang half and half solo project, half and half band. Basically, yung mga ano, my most personal type preferences in music or what comes out. Cobra Commander.
It's a reflection of the kind of music.
Kasi diba yung, like when you mentioned when you were starting out na, like you're organizing events sa Cebu. Diba solo project siya during that time? Tapos naging ano, like I guess you found your members there or ano?
Yung band members or friends of mine in the scene. So, parang generate ko rin sila in a sense. So, I had to find people naman na hindi masyadong busy or, because I play for multiple bands also, so I try to look for, so I understand if somebody has a lot of bands, then but they might have a lot of time constraints then or scheduling problems. So aside from the skill wise, I actually must prefer ko yung ano, bandmates ko na, no, who get the sound talaga. I guess that's the top priority if I get bandmates, especially for Cobra Commander. Yung right, gets yung sound, gets yung feel niyo. If it's easy to get somebody who's very technically proficient, it's probably easier to get somebody who's very technically proficient with their instrument. But kung hindi nila trip yung music, it's not gonna work. So, they have to really like the music first. Then I'm just really fortunate then all the bandmates I have right now are very much into the music and the sound and the direction that I to put out.
Because right now we currently have the lineup right now. So aside from you, Bobby, we also have Joko Nozawa on guitars, Ja Akab as the bass, the bassist, Lionel Sukalit as the synths. What does the synth guy do, by the way? I don't know what the synth guy does. What
Jim, could you? I think that's keyboard or something.
Keyboard parts, samples, yung mga ganun. Synthesizer, so actually updated na rin yung lineup namin. Kasi si Joko, yung guitar player, just recently migrated to Canada, so. We have a new guitar player. Si Mick Pahalyoro yung new guitar player namin. He is also with a band named Loop. They're from Ligan, tapos nag school bass.
I heard of Loop, courtesy of Jared over here.
They're a really good band. They just recently had a reunion, and they're gonna tour Manila. I think by next week they're gonna have a really busy tour there. So it's a really good thing that they're playing again. Yeah, and si Mick Pacalno, guys, just recently joined us. He was there when Joko was still around, yung parang transition phase, yung parang ganon. And since Lionel is currently inactive, because he lives far away from the city right now, so he can't really join the gigs. So I had to get another synth player. His name is Joey Sano. He also plays for a band in Cebu named Lock. He's very much into electronic.
Lux was also in that same gig.
Yeah, the one who played with us.
Good. I like.
Yeah, he was the one. He's the one who also plays.
It's funny, it's kind of funny, like when you're playing at an event and they're gonna be like, "Go to the matter," and then, "Oh shit, wait, I gotta switch now."
So, you stay there, man. Oh, get back on stage.
Yeah, stay on stage. You know,
don't get too drunk. Here's some meth so we can keep going.
And then you got Williams on drums for the band, so you have the whole team.
Pero buti ano, no? Like at least
kasi Tim Williams on drums.
Buti nag cohesive pa rin yung sound ng album, like the music, even though ang daming different members. No? Like you really found people who got the music. No?
Yeah, para ano rin yung kasi the agreement with the band is ano talaga yung creative direction is mine. So parang I have full control with the creative direction. I'm thankful that they're okay with that. I mean, like, they respect that also. But they also give their inputs to the songs whenever I ask them. Or sometimes when they openly suggest stuff for the song, they also listen to. But basically, a lot of the songs with the latest album then is the demos or yung mga parts. I send demos to the bands where the parts are sometimes semi-finished or semi-finalized already, in a sense. So parang, I already know how it's supposed to sound like. So basically, the band just helps me translate it better into the studio versions. So let's say, for example, in bass, I'm not really a super adept bass player. So si Ja, get to translate the ideas that I have a whole lot better. So parang ganun yung ano, dynamic namin. Let's say for the guitar, Joka is a really adept guitar player, more than myself. So he gets to translate certain guitar lines better than I could probably ever do. All the more with the drum. Because I'm not really the drummer, per se. So again, and, so, yeah, no, yung dynamic namin.
Loose pala ng arrangement, no? Sa mga bands in the Philippines. Because eh, when you hear a band, you would think na parang it's like all the members are there all the time, you know? And then, when it comes to, is this like something common in the indie scene? Like you've got like multiple people playing for multiple bands and such? You know, tell us the experience of like it's how to be... Of so far, how you're finding being a indie band in the local music scene? How's the experience been so far?
It has its ups and downs, challenges. A lot of challenges, actually. Trying to find gigs, trying to find shows. And since you're an indie band, most likely you have day jobs on the side. So you can't really... the difficult part with being an indie band or being an indie musician is actually balance. Trying to balance your work and your passions. Because if you think about your heroes, they usually get to do it for a living already. That's something that most indie bands don't have the luxury of. So the balance is crucial for an indie band and indie artist.
It's hard that's not what to I find time out of work.
Yes. After work, sometimes you're too drained already. So you can't write. Sometimes I don't even play the guitar anymore. You're too drained. I'd rather just sleep.
We need like drugs and shit.
Michael Jordan highlights. Oh, man.
Accelerators. When you after work, because I can relate to that somewhat because I also write on the side. I don't do music at. But the thing is, when you do something artistic, it's like it's so hard to find time.
Bobby, about your heroes already do it for a living, so it's like fuck. I want to be a porn star too, but where do I start?
Something I learned and realized just recently this year, last year in 2022. I quit my day job last 2021. I quit my day job so I could try to focus on music. And I saved up for it. I wanted to do it like for 2 to 3 months, like not have a day job and just try to focus on music, on writing songs, finishing the album. But yeah, I got my wish. I saved up for it. But it was a risk. Then I did not regret quitting my job back then because, you know, I realized the time off really helped me from a mental health standpoint then. But during that time, I realized that with how I am wired, siguro, or with my situation, it's symbiotic. Your day job and your passion, it's symbiotic. So, because I would try to work on music, but at the same time, I'd be thinking about money. Because even though if I saved up for that time off, I knew the money is going to run out.
Where the hell am I going to get the money?
Yeah. So I think about looking for freelance jobs or something like that. Or trying to maybe earn through music. But it kind of defeats the purpose of the art for me. It kind of defeats the purpose of creating music for art as an artist. That's why I decided to work again, to get a day job again. And I understand it better now. So... But on Mondays, I still dread Mondays. I still dread client calls. But I realize that I have to go through it. But it's a necessity. I may not like it, but I have to. So I'm not gonna quit my day job anytime soon. But I need this day job to create music, and at the same time, I need to create music so I can work on my day job.
That's true, because when you don't have a day job, you're gonna be stressing yourself out, like worrying.
Mike, we're gonna have to conduct human trafficking as a side hustle, na lang. Okay, Brian, as
motivation din yung music for the day job.
Yeah. Ito pala, Jared, as fellow musician, ask what do you have questions that could only come from someone who understands music?
Well, one comes to mind, like for Bobby, what do you think should be changed in the local scene, if there is any, for you?
For me, that's a really good question. A lot of things, actually. I think about a lot of things for the scene that I'm a part of in Cebu. They're different, for lack of a better term, factions. No. Siguro most scenes are like that, if I'm not mistaken. Factions.
Hello, Warlord.
Part of the scene. Yung may mga pop, yung sa underground, the cover bands, yung mga ganun. So, the part of the scene that I'm a part of is, yung indie, medyo underground din, yung niche, yung parang ganun.
faction wars. Wala namang warlords or anything like. Mistaken identity.
What I like to change lang siguro sa scene, ano. Hopefully, the bands who don't sound too pop get to play the really big stages din. Parang ganun, yung mga music festivals. I mean, it's a dream. It's a dream. It may not happen anytime sooner, but pwede din naman.
If you were to choose, like, one artist na you would want to collab with locally for now, be, who would it be?
Locally, so including sa Manila, right?
Yeah, just basically within the Philippines.
Raymond Marasigan. There are a lot, actually. I could probably name 4, 3 to 5. But siguro, my most favorite, my top music hero in the country is Raymond Marasigan.
Oh, yeah.
That would be great. Yeah, I get to collab with him. So, among the many heroes that I have, my most favorite musician in the Philippines. That's why we have a lot of bands.
Inspired from
him.
Oh yeah, he was with the Eraserheads. I see. Oh wow, look at this. And now he's with Gaijin. Oh, that's pretty cool.
How were you able to juggle, Bob? Because you said that you have your day job back again, and to everyone listening, they just finished a nationwide tour from Luzon, Visayas to Mindanao. So how are you able to manage that? That's a lot of work and time you need to sacrifice, eh?
Yung mga remaining VLs at the leagues yung ginagamit. Ubusan ng VL store yung ano, yung para alternate name ng tour eh. Ubusan ng VL. And thankfully, I had several VLs that I was able to use for those tours.
You know what? That's what I'm gonna do as well. You know, I'm just going to like gather all the VLs that I have for the year and just dump them all 1 month. And then just do whatever you need to do. You know, that's actually very good. If you have like a big tour for the year and then you just use up all your vacation leave for that, at least you'll be able to still achieve the balance.
Exactly. Tapos siguro I just took advantage of the whole hybrid work setup.
That would be so handy. You could do your job when you're on tour.
It's very helpful than being full office based. So very thankful for the company that I'm a part of. It's the same company that I'm a part of that I left back in 2021.
Other than in Cebu, Bob, which one was the most you've had fun sa tour na nag-gig kayo? Which area?
Yung Bitin is Dumaguete is Bitin. Kasi one night lang, diba? But overall, yung most fun siguro is I think sa Mindanao. Sa Mindanao yung pinahan. That was a gig every day. Tapos every day we had to move from one city to another din. So,
Parang tour talaga.
Kulang na lang may tour bus talaga. Yung ganun. So,
I have a question, Bobby. I have a question, if I may. How beneficial was the whole work from home thing? How would you say this whole WFH setup had been beneficial to artists? Because if you think about if you can work from anywhere, you can pretty much do anything you want in between, you know, the times that you
only fans. Ganun.
It's been very helpful, actually. It's been very helpful because there's more time at hand. Because one thing that's a disadvantage with working in an office is especially if you're in Cebu or in a big city, is the travel time to and from the office. Yeah. So you just spend like 1 hour, 2 hours a day just on the road, getting to your office or going back. But it's the same thing siguro in Manila. All the more in Manila.
It's definitely more.
It's more difficult. More difficult to commute in Manila.
I'm telling you, if the company I was working with was office based, I would be wasting 4 hours a day of my life just being on the bus, man. You know,
just imagine the 4 hours what you could do with that. You weren't just traveling on the road, right? So, one of the biggest advantages of the hybrid or work from home. It's difficult to say that you'd like to thank the pandemic for it. But that's one. Because we all wish the pandemic never happened, though, still. But
at the same time, then, you know, if it weren't for the pandemic, then you wouldn't have this kind of home thing in the first place.
It's one of the podcast. Good things that came out of the pandemic because people realized that parang nakakapagod na yung commuting. So let's give these people the privilege of voting at home. Parang ganun.
Yeah. I got a question, Bob, on behalf of if there's any like musicians listening right now. Since you're signed to Lily Star Records, what are the major differences of having a label? Well, Lily Star is still an independent label, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, what are the major differences with having a label and going just independent? In terms of independent yun na label, with regards to independent yun na label.
For me, with what I have learned being part of an indie label's roster is that the biggest advantage is what the indie label can bring to the table is really their work is just to basically to distribute the music. So at this age, day and age, the digital age, once they get your music to the digital platforms, basically their work is done. That's how I understand it. And I'm very thankful for that. That's tedious work.
So you see that in your music right now? Like sila yung nag-upload. Sila yung nag-upload lahat ng... Oh,
alright,
cool.
Yeah, and to go with that also, yung mga marketing promotional platforms din, yung like social media na posts, Instagram posts, yung mga ganun, sponsored posts. Tapos, yung gano'n, but the great thing is, with Lily Stars, with Clem, is yung parang, there's training. Because may misconceptions din kasi amongst bands with regards to labels. Sometimes they think that the label has to do everything for them. Including detailed marketing of their music. I mean, the label can do that, can help with marketing, but since you're indie, you have to do most of the work. That's how it's supposed to be. So, yun sa Lily Star, I am very thankful with the great insights and trainings that they have given me. And it's something that I'm still trying to learn also. I've learned a lot, but at the same time, still trying to learn as well. Yung,
I see.
With regards to trying to find your audience, yung when to strategically release your music, yung mga ganon, learning, lessons that I've learned from them. And I've learned that if you're indie, you have to work artistically and also from the business marketing standpoint from it. You have to try to understand both sides.
Just on where on that topic. You go, Jared, or both of you guys, have you heard of any indie musician who made it just staying indie, na wala silang label, here in the Philippines? Parang fully independent, but they garnered some measure of stable success.
There's one up, but I think she has a label already. But parang different yung si Megumi Aforda, name ng artist. She's a solo artist in Manila, and her music is dream pop. Malashugaze or mostly dream pop type of music, and I think she has a label. She's under Cat Shelf Records, I think. But here's the thing: she doesn't have social media. She doesn't really promote her music online, but she has a strong following, and it's a really cool thing because most of us figure are trying to market our music online, but there's this artist that's not even trying to market their music really, but they have
So she already had the following before the label, no? Or what do you think?
Yeah, exactly. She had the following already before the label, so I could say Megumi Aforda would probably fit the category.
By the way, we got some questions from Brian. Brian Entak may not be here with us, but he has a few questions that he has graciously entrusted me to ask Bobby over here. First of all, Brian kasi he's a more of a visuals guy, but he loves music a lot. And the first thing that he noticed now was your music video.
I showed them
because
the doldrum and the
doldrums. He's probably speaking
it's
after.
It's all right.
He's probably
I'm feeling
after seeing doldrums because what he wanted to ask you was, sino daw yung naging visual inspiration yun daw sa mga music videos ninyo? Kasi even I, when I watched doldrums, I was like thinking, Isn't this like one of those fucking old Filipino colored films with the zoom ins and from very far away?
The frame
break was crazy. It's like shot in film. So nice.
I have the director to thank for that. The director and the one who edits the video, si Dan Banate. Shout out to Dan. When we first worked together, he did all the music videos of the songs that are included in Rhythm Tours.
Oh.
He did all the music videos. He's been my go-to guy for any video material that we need. And he's really good.
It's so crazy.
He's up and coming, but I don't think he's up and coming anymore. I think he's one of the best in Cebu right now. A true visionary when it comes to music videos. I'm really hoping he gets to work with more artists.
Oh yeah. It's all right, I'm feeling fine. There's something very smart about how that was made.
You know that they had this Daniel girl who was dancing in front of the CRT? You know, that was
nuts. That was also like a very unique idea.
That was so creative. Really cool, and then interspliced with the video with the guys chasing the protagonist.
You know, I was supposed to cameo in the MV. But I could not make it during the shoot because I had to go somewhere. I had a different schedule during the time. But I just told Dan, just proceed. Just I trust him enough for me to like to do whatever he wants to the MV. And yeah, he did really good job.
I think it added like mystery effect now. You can't see the people in the music.
What's the inspiration behind Doldrum? What inspired you to write that song in particular?
Doldrum is an old song. The chorus part of Doldrum, it's basically an old song that I rehashed. So the chorus part of Doldrum, I wrote that. That was part of another song, which I wrote 2008, 2007. I decided to recycle that song and transformed it so it became Doldrum.
What's the kind of message that you were trying to get out with Doldrum? Yeah. Because I'm trying to listen to the lyrics.
I wasn't really that conscious with the theme when I was writing it. But I'm like that a lot of the times. But I don't really think about the themes. But just write. And for lack of a better term, that's how I could probably call the songwriting approach. And then just abstract. But if I think about it, siguro ano, to put it simply, siguro yung parang not throwing it all away thing. Yung parang ganun. Holding on to whatever siguro, or whatever hope you have, but holding on to that. Parang ganun. And musically, it's a conscious effort that is very inspired by Noel Gallagher's solo stuff.
So that's why you had that very Oasis in the sound, which I really like.
That's why there's an Oasis chord there in the song. Yung parang, I don't know what to call yung B na, yun, parang B na chord. I'm not sure what the name of the chord is, but that's that's an Oasis.
Yeah, Oasis
somewhere in the
world. Actually, there were several na songs na had that strong na Oasis, pero at the same time, quite different. Like the Emperor's Light or something. I freaking forgot. It also had that
Emperor of the Light.
Oasis. Yeah, Emperor of the Light.
Oh, maraming content na hints of Oasis. Siguro with a chord progression. Pero yung goal ko nun, talaga, yung parang maraglam. So that's why it had this guitar solo part, spotlight pseudo virtuoso type guitar solo in the song. So,
let's say if you're gonna be allowed, Bob, to play, let's say in Lollapalooza, for example, or some strong festival for like, and you're all allowed to play only three songs. What would they be? Only three songs.
Siguro it would be a Doldrum, Heathen's Cry. I've seen Heathen's Cry and The Now. Those three songs.
The Now.
Nice.
Siguro. Well, those are probably my most fun to play live songs. So, being a festival, that would be pipe dream, and that is pipe dream. Mahapay there, siguro in the future. In the start of the day, you know.
This is quite early to ask, pero Bob, are you planning for a third album?
Yes.
There we go. For sure. Actually, I've been trying to write demos already for the third album. So what I'm gonna try to do is, I'll just, I don't know if I should try to create a deadline still, but I'll see. I'd like to release it as soon, as fast as possible.
How would you describe the process of making an album? Just a quick rundown, because I'm very curious. Is it kind of like with book writing where it's like really time intensive when you write
the song? I'm curious. What's the best drunken song that you made?
Best drunken song. It's in the first album. Title.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Colors and titles. Figure of best drunken song, because that was part of the whole one song per week. And that was one of the songs. Yeah. I think that was the song that took me the least time to write. Figure I was able to write the lyrics in less than 2 hours. And we're drinking a lot.
It's so weird. Sometimes it's the things that people don't expect that.
Contigo, Idol. I like this. Very feeling 18.
Contigo is this. Contigo, Contigo, Feeling 18. You know, went Dream Pop na, inspired the song. Yeah. Along with Glimmer. And, we're going back to Miko's question how to on making an album. Iba-iba. The process could be different every now and then. Depends on the band. Depends on the songs, how many songs you're able to write. For me, the major challenge is getting the ideas out. It's actually writing, because sometimes I don't really want to force myself to write, because it's better if it comes out naturally. Or but
it's like you're gonna accumulate the ideas first, and then you just write them as you go along. Okay.
But sometimes I think it's also nice to actually wake up in the middle of the night and just force yourself to write. But I'm gonna siguro just try to strike a balance so as to not stress yourself out too much with it, so that it doesn't feel like work. Parang ganun. So I guess if you try to set hard deadlines, it's gonna feel like work. And as long as it's fun, it has to be fun. It has to be fun. You shouldn't be doing it unless if it's not fun anymore.
So ano Bob, yung ano mo, ang yung process, do you write the lyrics first and then you put the chords or the tune, or is it the other way around, or how does it go pag gumawa ka ng song?
Most of the time, first talaga yung music. Most of the time. I find it easier to write and arrange that way. First yung music. But there are times when I have a repository of lyrics. So if I write the music, there are lyrics that I get to choose from already. And I just see if it would fit the music that I've written or composed. For most of the time, music first talaga. Nakakaingit nga yung mga ibang ano, songwriters na get to write the lyrics first. I find it very impressive for musicians, for writers who are very adept at writing the music, or writing the lyrics first.
It's like writing the ending first in a story, writing the ending. No, writing
the rhythm. Traditionally, you come up with the rhythm first, and then you just put the lyrics on afterward, not the other way around. I see.
Yeah, but you just come up with the music, then try to say a bunch of gibberish.
Because the music can speak for itself.
Sometimes your words would just come out. Parang ganun.
So going back, Bob, sa third moon album, are you planning to more or less make it in line with how Rhythm Tourists sound like? Or are you planning to be more experimental dun?
A bit. I want it to be parang a little bit related pa rin with the kind of music that I put out for Rhythm Tourists. I think the Britpop new side of me will never go away.
Never die.
will never go away. It'll always be there. So I think no matter what type of music I write for Cobra Commander, it's gonna find its way. It's gonna leak. Those are gonna leak out.
Britpop metal na. Baka may ganun tayo.
I'm thinking actually of I've been listening to a lot of industrial music then. 90s industrial. Yung mga pop na industrial, like Garbage. Yung theme song ng Batman Beyond, yung mga ganun. Ganun, mga zombie. I've been listening to a lot of those. Because of the RPG agents, yung mga sequencers na ginagamit doon, yung mga stuttering na ano. I like those. I'm enjoying those. I'm just trying to find ways on how I could replicate those on recordings.
So are you saying that you might shift more to like something a bit more like rockish, you know, something a bit more...
Most likely. Maybe more gritty. Gritty. I've been listening to you mga Garbage, some industrial rock, 90s industrial. That was... in Gorillaz, I've been listening to a lot of Gorillaz. Yung Gorillaz, difficult to box yun eh. So, several Gorillaz songs. Yung mga ganun nga na na-inspired. Tapos may mga ano pa rin, yung mga alternative pop na mala Johnny Marr solo project, yung mga ganun. Or mga dream pop din. Konting dream pop.
Naabangan ko talaga yung ano eh. Electronic math pop. But let's go.
Here, I have a few more. I have some questions for Brian. He wants to ask, any experience daw ba sa mga sakit ng groupies during live?
That's it.
Again?
Did you have any sort of sakit na ulo experiences with groupies during live events, you know?
Manageable so far.
Nothing so far. Okay.
Manageable. Everybody's been very nice.
Was there someone?
Everybody's been so very nice.
No one too nice.
Meron siguro na hindi siya in a gig na situation, so para siyang outside of work.
My question now, so your band is based in Cebu, basically, right? In Cebu, Cobra Commander is based in Cebu.
Yeah.
So has living in Cebu helped spark your creativity in writing music? Has it inspired any songs so far? How would you describe that, being a musician in Cebu? Because, you know, Cebu is might as well be an alien land to me, because I haven't been to Cebu.
It's basically in Manila, but in Cavite.
Basically Manila. How can that happen?
Siguro, well, the inspiring thing about Cebu then is, are the musicians themselves that I get to be around with. I guess that's where I get inspiration from. Aside from the musicians, also
links a lot. Thank you, links ng lot.
Wait, sure. Ah, they're on Spotify actually. They have one song. Oh, shit. Spotify, yung lot. So, siguro yung musicians around, tapos yung even as well as the other arts, the visual artists. Kasi parang intertwined kasi talaga yung kana, di ba? Yung music at saka yung visual art. So, parang yung symbiotic na both inspire each other. Then,
but it's like the music, it's the local music scene, the community in Cebu.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the community itself. Parang parang different sides of the scene, but still you can get inspiration from wherever you try to go to in the scene.
We wanted to ask you, what's your advice for, because, you know, you're an indie band, you're trying to balance music with work. What's your advice for those who also want to get into music? For example, somebody who has a day job and says, you know what, like, I'm going to make
like, is drugs good or not? I mean, or something. Is psychedelic or chemical or something like
psychedelics are nice, though. Psychedelics
they are nice.
For people that like to have a day job, like to figure it all goes balanced, like just try to find that balance. Compromises will be made, but there has to be a certain balance, like when you're an indie musician. Try to find the time, make the time. A friend told me this: you don't find time, you make time, and with that comes the balance. Figure it depends on the situation. For you, just talaga is balance. It's not an easy thing to do.
Are you trying to say that parang even if you like music, try to still make time in your life for things that, you know, that you make music in the first place, like a job or something like that. Is that right? Am I understanding correctly?
Yeah, because those are necessities then. You have to cover all bases. Not unless if one would win the lottery to go to uni. Don't get a day job no more. Just right.
if you hit mainstream, no, yung pala, no. Don't fuck the day job. No day job.
Oh, yung ganun, pwede. Siguro don't compromise din yung art mo for what people like. Because for me, it would defeat the purpose of the art. Because if you think about what the people like, it defeats the purpose. So for me, if I think about what the people like, then I shouldn't be doing it.
Yeah. I mean, what's the point of being doing art in the first place?
Maghugot ko ka na sana, no? Kung ganun.
Bonus lang talaga na. So dapat the people like the micro. Yeah. You have to like it first.
I more told you, Mike, people. We need more amputee girls. Okay, just kidding. But since we're wrapping up at the final curiosity, how do you feel about, like, would you like more people to fuck listening to Cobra Commander? Is it good sex music? There we go. But yes. What if people? I know someone. I know someone who might have jerked off wearing the band. Like the merch.
Thanks for getting the shirts, by the way.
No, man, it's good.
Where can our viewers buy the merch, by the way? Because if, for example, you know, a certain somebody.
Punta ka na dito.
At this point, it's wherever that we are in. But right now, siguro in Cebu. We have some CDs though in Manila. Oh. Just a few, siguro mga 10 CDs are there. But for merch, yung mga shirts, just dito lang sa Cebu. And siguro we're still gonna do some reprints.
Tama na yung emergency fund.
But we can do shipping though. Tours.
Where can our viewers like look for any updates about what Cobra Commander is going up to, especially this tour?
Sa Facebook. Facebook lang for now. Facebook, IG. So facebook.com/Cobra Commander. Tapos sa IG. IG.com/Cobra Commander PH. Aside from that, it's a website if they want to see more your material without streaming. You say the songs are also on the website, they can stream it there. But if they want to help all the more, then you can stream it online sa digital platforms, Spotify, YouTube, or Deezer.
Ano ba yung mga staple mo na mga gear whenever you're touring for you personally?
Effects pedals, right? You're pertaining to effects pedals?
Musical gear like guitars, pedals, or amps if you do bring those.
Guitar. Yung rig ko naman is quite simple. I just have a, for Cobra Commander, I don't have too many pedals in my board. But I have a Nova Delay. Actually, it's not really mine. Pinhiram lang. I've been the caretaker of that pedal for several years. I don't know. The owner's not getting it back. I don't know why he's not getting it back.
It's a lot of investment.
So I'm taking care of it.
My time investment in.
Yeah, when I see the owner, I cross my fingers. I hope he's not gonna ask for the delay back. He's not gonna ask for that.
He might after watching this episode though.
Yeah. Oh shit! Malala, you know.
So my Nova Delay, my Phaser, MXR, Phase 90, then my Pi Big Ma, na Fuzz, then Dynadrive. Those are the four parang essential pedals going for me. I could play a gig if I had those. And every now and then, I try to add yung reverb pedal or distortion in a pedal for additional gains or boosts. Pero for the most part, yun lang talaga. Tapos yung guitar, yung Quarren Jaguar or Mustang. I just recently got a Mustang Esquire for a really good deal from a friend, so I'm really happy with that. Tapos yung synthesizer, sometimes, Micro 4 Guest, sometimes I bring it along for the gigs, but rarely though. But sometimes I don't really, that's why my board, I don't try to put a lot of pedals since medyo nakakapagod din magdala ng too many gear like on the gigs, and then you get drunk and you don't want to lose any equipment when you're drunk. It's more easier to trace your equipment if you bring lesser stuff on during the gigs.
Well, that's advice.
That's true.
That's the top advice from Cobra Commander. I mean, don't bring too much stuff on your gigs.
We can just get a pack mule. I can be your mule. Oh yeah.
Jim's gonna be the roadie or something, you know.
Bubuhat ako para I can lift everyone's gear, you know.
First of all, Bobby, thank you so much for being
on our show. Thank you so much.
Don't forget to visit Cobra Commander's Spotify, their YouTube. You got Facebook well, right? Facebook as well.
Yeah.
Yep. And also look forward to their tour in April if it's going to be up.
Yeah.
You know? Hopefully.
Watch out for more of our episodes for season 3 as well, because we're starting 2023 with 3 episodes.
All right.
We actually haven't released anything since November. So we're gonna be going up with a lot of butters because we got busy as well, dear viewers.
That human trafficking is pretty hard.
Human trafficking is a bit, it takes time, it takes from life, you know. Just like the Cobra Commander, we tried to, they tried to balance music. Mm. We also tried to balance DDF with human trafficking. Mm. Thank you so much, Bobby, for being on our show, and thank you, viewers, as well.
Thank you so much, guys. I had fun. Thank you so much.
That's it, everybody. Thank you so much for watching the DDF show.
Where are those drugs at? Let's go. Let's bring out them.
Let's bring out the mushrooms. I'm just kidding, no? Thank you so much, everybody. Have a good one. Stay safe, stay well, don't do drugs. And this is where the
just a bit.